The May Day Solidarity March stretched for about 8 blocks as it went from Milwaukee's largely Latino near South Side to Lake Michigan. Some of the marchers raised concerns about Wisconsin policies, including a law passed by Republicans that dropped an in-state tuition program for children of undocumented immigrants. Marla Posell says that harms education.
If we don't provide any state tuition, we don't give people the opportunity to make a life for themselves or for their children. We are the future. The Hispanics are the future.
Other marchers held signs that pushed for changes in federal law. Renee Espinoza-Cassell says the Obama administration still deports too many undocumented people who are nonviolent, and she says that breaks up families.
That's scary. That's scary when you see promises being made. And, I mean, we're here to really say that, you know, we voted. We came and we voted, you know, and what are you going to do about it?
President Obama has promised to cut back on some deportations, but Illinois Democratic Congressman Luis Gutierrez, who spoke after yesterday's march, says he still hears complaints.
We get calls all the time from young people that are under orders of deportation.
It's still unclear if Latino disappointment with the president on immigration and deportation policies will make a difference in the November election. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.